Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
I would say it's one of those things you learn from, but man, it's really just kind of human nature. Having that taste and having that bad taste in your mouth after a loss, knowing, yeah, I want to say that we felt like we gave it away, but just having an opportunity to win a game and kind of not finishing and not leaving the way we wanted to leave, it obviously leaves a bad taste in your mouth. So the things that you want to do, the pinpoint things that you need to do and get it down, you tend to do those things throughout the weekend, and hopefully those corrections come on Sunday and come out with a dub.
You're listening to BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook, with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday. Coming up about 20 minutes, Sam Panayotovich will join us to talk about the AFC and the NFC championship games. Right now, though, let's dive into the AFC. We just heard Clyde Edwards-Helaire there talking about the matchup here. And it's interesting. I was on with the Daily Tip this morning on the BetQL Network, and we were discussing this game. And we were discussing which side to be on. Like, what's the best bet of this game? The total, the side, and I said the total is the easier play here. I like the Chiefs, but we're still over. We're still at a touchdown or more. I think you mentioned yesterday, Joe. The total is your one of your favorite plays on this game.
Yeah, I don't love it now though.
Well, keeps going up.
Just please stop jumping up. I mean,
where are we now?
We're probably at the ceiling. I would assume at 54.5.
Yeah. Yep.
Open softly, and I, you know, hesitate to even say it. 50.5 jumped up because the number was wrong, and it's been hanging around 53.5 to 54.5. Will it get to 55? 55 is viewed as kind of one of the key numbers as far as totals goes. I'm not sure that it will get to 55, but find me the soul betting the under. I have not heard anybody talk about betting the under, and it's tough to make that case after week 17 when you saw a 65-point game between these two squads. And something I just keep going back to is Kansas City put up 31 on this Bengals defense without much contribution from their best players on offense. Your best players on offense, I don't want to say no-showed, but very poor performances for their standards by Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. And Kelce has been on a roll right now in the playoffs. That's not going to happen again. Now, I'm not saying that they're guaranteed to score more than 31 points. I'm just saying that the stars are going to play like stars. And Pat Mahomes, another guy, playing like a star right now. Are you going to count out Joe Burrow? Yards per play in that game, it was edge Bengals 7-5 to 7-1. An impressive number for both sides there. It's Burrow and Chase. Burrow, 446, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. Chase, 11, 266, and 3 touchdowns. Are those repeatable things? We saw Joe Burrow repeat that against other teams in the stretch. But Chase and Burrow, I'm not sure that's repeatable.
It's a lot to ask. I mean, those kind of numbers are off the charts. It's a lot to ask to do that again. I just keep coming back to this. Can the Bengals offensive line protect Joe Burrow enough to keep this game close? I mean, they made some – Ja'Marr Chase, I keep rewatching that highlight from Saturday of Ja'Marr Chase taking a pass based on the line of scrimmage and taking his 50 or 60 yards. If they don't protect Burrow, they're going to need four of those. Like, gigantic plays that kind of come out of nowhere. I just, like, when you get sacked as much and pressured in the two games like he has, the two playoff games, you just have less play. You have less time to make plays, less throws to actually make down the field. I don't know what their offensive line right now, if they could protect him enough to keep this, you know, in a reasonable shouting distance with 5 minutes to go.
You know, and Ed Fang brought this up, and I think it's a very fair point. We've gotten into this habit of blaming 100% of Joe Burrow's sacks on the offensive line because coming into the season, it was a need. There was a debate, do you draft Chase high or do you go with Penei Sewell? They made the right decision. Just you had to kick the can down the road a little bit on the offensive line because they decided to address wide receiver one. It's just, right. You know, without this wide receiver one, they're not here. They're not playing the AFC Championship game. There's no doubt about that. But because we have our opinions already on the Bengals O-line, and they are poor. They're, you know, bottom five, bottom six, I'd say, in football. Are 100% of the sacks, like, you say nine, and people are alarmed. Like, nine, that is ridiculous. Oh, yeah, the Bengals' terrible offensive line. Joe Burrow's getting beat up. They better start to protect him in the future. Okay, fair. Nine sacks. How many times was Burrow extending plays? How many of those sacks are on the quarterback? It's always both. I think a lot of times people get caught up and they say, oh, it's all offensive line. That's a terrible offensive line. A lot of times it's on the quarterback. And in this specific case, we have a very young quarterback used to doing whatever he wants, roaming the pocket, and just extending plays and finding someone deep down the field. Now, it's worked a lot this year with Ja'Marr Chase, but I don't think it's fair for us to say that the nine sacks last week was all about the offensive line and none of it's on the young QB.
One thing that I find interesting and might get lost a little bit is because last week's game was so thrilling and so fun to watch what the Chiefs were able to do to win that game in overtime against the Bills. But what about the Chiefs' defense at the end of that game? To allow Josh Allen and company to do what they did, I think you got to take a look at that a little bit and not let the victory outshine that they shouldn't have allowed Josh Allen to be in that game at the end.
Well, you're right about that. They shouldn't have. That's a good point. I mean, Allen just came back and kept scoring and scoring and scoring on them. To go to the point about the sacks, Joe, I think you're right. I think a lot of this, Ed Fang's right, is on the quarterback. And you look at these two quarterbacks, one got sacked about 48 times, one 20-something times. That's a big difference. Patrick Mahomes can get away and throws the ball away more, at least could find his check down options. Joe Burrow at this stage of his career doesn't do that. And that were... It's a lot of points. I feel like I should want to take the Bengals, and I don't. I don't want to take them.
Right.
Yeah. Does it also
it's
feel
weird,
like...
Even at seven, I want to stay away from this on the side. I do like Joe's idea, or Joe G, the teaser idea. And
yeah, up to
and
nine
total,
and a half.
I think we bet already.
Would it surprise anybody, Bengals accomplishing so much in Joe Burrow's first full season... They're the only underdog in any sense to win the division 25-1. They take care of the AFC North. They get two playoff wins. And now you're going to face the best team in the NFL. They have been graded out. Even though the seed doesn't tell us who the best team in the NFL, they've been graded out by everyone who does power rankings as the best. And I think they're all right. Would it surprise anybody if the Bengals, awesome run in the playoffs, but now here's the juggernaut? You're going Arrowhead, and they just get steamrolled by four or five scores on Sunday night?
I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked. Either. And I don't think it's a knock on Joe Burrow and like that it's going to be all his fault. That roster's not ready yet.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
And I felt pretty good about the Bengals last 2 weeks. This is like, I haven't been trying to fade the Bengals. I love them against the Raiders. Last week, I thought they would lose, but I thought we could all make the case for the underdog last week in every game, and we did. This just feels like a really tough match. I just don't understand how they're going to block enough. Unless we just think Ja'Marr Chase is going to get the ball 4 or 5 times and go. That these receivers are so impactful that they're going to make 3 or 4 plays. Because that's what the last game was. It was jump balls. It was, you know, Chase takes a 5-yard slant and he's gone. If they could do that, I mean, good for them. Then they're going to be in this game at the end. I think that's hard to do every week.
2 games all season, the Bengals lost by more than a score. Just 2 games all year. It was week number 7 against Cleveland. They lost 41-16. And then week 13, another home game here against the Chargers. They lost 41-22. Every other game was a win or a 1-score loss. They're all, yeah, almost all of them by a field goal. A couple of overtime losses there too. A lot of 1-score games for this Bengals squad this season. So it hasn't happened a ton, but it wouldn't surprise me if that were to happen. They have been impressive on the road this year. Early in the season, they had a bad loss at the Bears, but they've taken care of business. They housed Baltimore 41-17 on the road. They smoked the Raiders 32-13. They've been taking care of business.
They have. So how do you feel this game plays out? Like, what's your – is this a early lead for the Chiefs? Bengals have to catch up? Or the Bengals in this the whole way early and then Chiefs pull away? Like, when you kind of picture this game, what are you picturing? Because, you know, we talked about Chiefs -7 was like one of the best bets of wild card weekend in the first half of that game. That felt like they would get up and then whatever. We'll see what happens from there. Is this one where the Bengals keep it close and then they die off late? Or is it they're down 14 early and catch up time?
So we're used to the Bengals starting slow.
Right, in the
first quarter offensively, they start slow all the time. DVOA, they're 29th in the NFL. So that's what we're used to. We're used to them falling behind, and if they fall by, I don't know, 14 points down, it's not a big deal because you have Burrow and company. But isn't it a big deal this time at Arrowhead in the AFC Championship against Mahomes? I think they're going to hang around and keep it to about a 7-point game throughout the first half. And then the pressure from that Chiefs offense, at one point, it's just going to completely break. And obviously, I expect a high-scoring game because I've been talking about the over all week. But it'll break in the second half, and they just won't have enough to keep up. And I see Kansas City pulling away.
So do you like KC? Are you going to bet a side on this, Joe? I know you're a big underdog guy.
Probably not. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to bet the side. If I'm betting a side, the only consideration is the Chiefs for me. Unless it's 7.5, now we're having a different conversation, but that would still be tough to do.
Chiefs -1.5 first quarter is the number on FanDuel.
Oof.
Now you get screwed if there's 2 long drives and it's 7-7, then you're gonna lose.
Does Andy Reid kick off usually if he went to coin toss?
That's a good question. Yeah, like obviously where the ball goes first, you could have 2 possessions versus 1 in the first quarter. That could hurt you, but boy, the Bengals
okay.
do not.
Start Some other
off well.
Places have -2.5. I mean, it's 7-6. I guess sure. It's a possibility. First half Chiefs -4, total of 27.5. That's not bad.
I like the Chiefs early.
Chiefs early.
Yeah.
Do you like the Bengals late, or are you just worried?
I think they could come back and cover it late. I worry about the spread late in the game. I think they'll be down a couple scores, or they get one back in. We're talking about this number at the end of the game, but I'd be surprised if we walk into the second quarter, walk into halftime, and it's like 14-14, or the Bengals drop 17-14. I think the Chiefs could jump on them.
Will Burrow and Mahomes combine for 600-plus passing yards?
Wow.
I saw that one.
Feels like a lot.
Either of them could do 400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess then it depends on how you think this game is going. Does Mahomes need 350 yards to win this game? If you think the Bengals are going to play well, then yes. I don't know if they're going to play as well as for that to happen.
But if the Chiefs go up big, you probably feel pretty good about this bet.
There's a conference weekend special on FanDuel. Chiefs, Rams, Bengals to combine for 11 touchdowns. 3-3.
I wouldn't do that. I could see the NFC game being fairly low scoring.
Yeah. But that's only 3-3-2, right?
Yeah.
That's not a big number. Oh, no, never mind. It's 4-4-3. That's a lot of touchdowns.
That is a lot. There's some fun ones, too, like Kelce or Ja'Marr Chase to have 125-plus receiving yards, either of them. That pays out at 2-1. You can do stuff like Tyreek and Kelce to combine for 200-plus receiving yards. It's a lot of fun opportunities, especially in this game. This one. And, you know, we talked about it when we were going over the props for this week's contest. Mm-hmm. The Mahomes over 2.5 passing touchdowns, I really like. And it's plus money. Mm-hmm. You can find that at plus 110.
Don't you almost always want to bet that?
Yes, every week. But now we're in the playoffs and have seen what he's done in the first couple of games with his 8 touchdowns. Yeah, 100% I want to bet that. In this matchup? Yes, sir.
Yeah, I keep looking at Ja'Marr Chase. I feel like he's their best chance to keep this game close. Over his yards. I feel like Chase is – I know he throws to Boyd, he throws to Higgins, but isn't Ja'Marr Chase the guy?
So in this specific spot, like, let's look at what the Bengals did in the playoffs. They had the Raiders, they had the Titans. We're not talking about high-flying offenses here with those two teams, right? So strategy-wise, game script-wise, they weren't forced in a position where, hey, we got to run the ball. Is this the exception to the rule? We saw them pass a lot last month of the regular season, right? But is because you have Mahomes on the other side of the field, and of late, aside from that Kansas City game, you haven't faced great quarterback play. Do they need to go more Mixon in this one?
Slow it down, try to win that way?
Yeah, I could see Zach Taylor doing that.
Is that the right way to beat the Chiefs, though? Or do you have to just go score? You have Joe Burrow.
It's a touchdown game. You go and score. But I'm trying to...
Yeah, no, with the props, yeah. You might be right.
I'm surprised, though. I was looking at Patrick Mahomes on the 2.5. It's plus 116 on FanDuel, and the under is minus 154. Is that weird?
Yes, it is weird to me. It is. The numbers are odd in terms of the odds. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawks with BetQL Daily, presented as always by FanDuel Sportsbook. Sam Panayotovich joins us next right here on BetQL Daily.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.